我想开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一段圣经。
Can you please open up your Bible and read a portion of the scripture with me?
来，罗马书第六章。
It's Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
我们要从第一节读到第十一节。
We'll be reading verses 1 through 11.
或许这样啊，我读一节，弟兄姊妹们读一节。
I will read one verse and I'll have the congregation read a verse and we'll alternate.
这样呢，我们把它从头到尾读一遍。
And that way we can read through the entire passage.
罗马书第六章第一节，这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。因为已死的人是脱离了罪。因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。好，就读到这里。我们知道这一段圣经非常重要。
We know that this portion of scripture is very important.
我想好不好请边带着英语的弟兄姊妹们用英语从头到尾读一遍。
And let's go ahead and read this together in English once. So Romans chapter 6 verses 1 through 11. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace might increase? May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it? Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, that our body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again, death no longer is master over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all.But the life that he lives to God. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
我想当我们读完这段圣经之后啊，
And after reading this portion of scripture,
我们会发现在这段圣经里面有一个字出现非常多次。
We will realize that there's one word that is repeated over and over again.
那个字就是死。
And that word is death.
啊，无论是名词或者动词，你会看见死这个字是非常多。
Whether it is used as a noun or a verb, you'll notice that it's mentioned many times.
当然我们知道这个死呢，那是指的十字架的死。
And we recognize that this death is the death on a cross.
这也是指的耶稣的死。
And this is Christ's death.
我们要知道在罗马书第六章里面
We know that in Romans chapter 6,
这个死呢那是对付了我们人的罪性
This death is directed at our sins.
在罗马书第五章里面讲到主的宝血对付了我们的罪行甚死。
In Romans 5, we'll realize that his blood was shed to wash away our sins.
那么我们知道这一在罗马书第六章里面这个死呢不仅是对付了我们人的罪性。
And you'll notice in Romans chapter 6 that this death is not only directed towards our sins.
这个死呢也是我们基督徒属灵生命成长的一个秘诀。
And this death is also related to the secret of our Christian living.
所以我们要基督徒属灵的生命能够成长的美好。
So in order for our Christian life to grow well,
我们要知道这个属灵生命成长的秘诀。
We have to recognize the secret of the growth of this life.
我们要会运用信心来用这些秘诀。
And we have to use faith to use these secrets.
当然当我们提到这个生命的成长的时候
And when we speak of this growth in life,
我们知道神的生命是不需要成长的。
We know that the life of Christ does not need to grow.
他的生命是完全的。
His life is complete.
他的生命是丰满的。
His life is full.
所以对于神的自己来讲那个生命是不会有任何的改变。
So to the Lord himself, there's no changes in his life.
但是呢，神的生命在人的里面是需要成长。
But the Lord's life in humans need to grow.
并且呢，它有一个成长的过程。
And there is a process or a progress in this growth.
所以我们首先要把这个把它分清楚。
So we need to distinguish these two.
弟兄姊妹们，神的生命是不需要成长的。
The Lord's life does not need to grow.
但是神的生命在我们里面是需要成长。
But the Lord's life in us needs to grow.
我们从主耶稣基督道成肉身这件事情上就可以很清楚地看见。
We can clearly see this in Christ's life when he came into this world as a man.
在四福音书里面记载着。
In the four Gospels, it writes.
讲到主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
And it speaks of the Lord Jesus coming into the world as flesh.
他有一个很清楚的一个成长的过程。
And there's a very clear process in the growth of his life.
这说明就主耶稣道成肉身来到地上的时候不是一来就是一个成年人。
So when the Lord Jesus came into this world, it wasn't that he came and immediately he was a full-grown man.
我们都知道他到地上来的时候首先是一个婴孩。
We know that he first came into this world, he was born as an infant.
然后呢从这个婴孩逐渐的成长变成孩童。
And as an infant, he grew to be a child.
在路加福音第二章记载着他十二岁的时候的故事。
And in Luke chapter 2, it speaks of the Lord's life when he was 12 years old.
然后到了三十岁的时候
And up until he's age 30,
我们的主就成人了。
The Lord became a man.
他就开始出来侍奉神。
And he began to serve the Lord.
所以你会看见主耶稣道成肉身在肉身上面有很清楚的成长的一个过程。
So we can see from the life of the Lord that there is clearly a process in the growth of his life.
当然随着这个成长我们看见生命有不同的表现。
And through the process of this growth we see the different aspects of the manifestation of this life.
所以圣经很清楚地告诉我们今天在我们的身上也有生命成长的过程。
So the Bible clearly tells us that today in our lives there is growth.
彼得前书告诉我们
First Peter tells us
当我们重生得救的时候
that when we are born again
神把一个生命的种子种在我们的里面。
The Lord has placed the seed of life inside of us.
主耶稣在马太福音十三章也有一个撒种的比喻。
And in Matthew chapter 13, he uses the parable of spreading the seeds.
讲到我们基督徒蒙恩得救的时候呢，就像主把一个生命的种子撒在我们的里面。
That when we receive the Lord, it's as if the Lord has spread the seed inside of us.
但我们知道这个种子就是神的生命。
And we know that this seed is the life of the Lord.
这个种子里面包括了神生命的一切丰富在。
And this seed contains the fullness of God.
并且当我们得救的时候
And not only that, but when we are saved.
每一个人领受这个生命的种子都是一样的。
The seed that is placed inside of us is all the same.
在保罗、在彼得、在约翰里面的种子跟我们里面的种子完全一样。
In Paul, Peter, John, and in each one of us, that seed is the same.
但 但是呢，在以后成长的过程中，表现却是不一样。
But as the seed germinates and grows, the manifestation of that the progress of his life is different.
所以你在使徒们的书信里面很清楚地读出来，讲到生命成长的这个光景不一样。
So we see from the writings of the apostles that the enlightenment from the growth of this life is different.
在保罗的书信里面告诉我们，这个生命的成长有两个不同的阶段。
And Paul tells us that the growth of this life has two different aspects.
那么他讲到婴孩。
He speaks of an infant.
然后讲到成人。
And speaks of a man.
他讲这个婴孩呢是吃奶的。
And this infant needs to feed on milk.
那么成人呢是吃干粮的。
And the adult, the solid foods.
那么弟兄姊妹们，我们知道每一个基督徒的生命成长都有这两个不同的这个阶段。
So brothers and sisters, we know that in everyone's life, we experience both of these aspects.
当然婴孩期我们知道是很可爱的。
And we know that for sure an infant is very adorable.
那么但是呢他也是很任性的。
But he's also very naive.
是不
selfish.
他是不成熟的。
He's not mature.
我想弟兄姊妹们有孩子的人你都有这样的经历。
And everyone who has a child experiences this.
像边现在有了一个孩子啊。
It's like my son.
是个 baby, 对不对
?He's a baby.
非常可爱。
He's adorable.
但是呢他也很任性他要哭就哭了。
But he's also very self-centered, and when he wants to cry, he'll cry.
是不成熟的。
He's not mature.
那么圣经告诉我们说呢，当我们基督徒在这个婴孩时期的时候，
So the Bible tells us that while we are infants,
我们只能喝奶。
We can only drink milk.
那个意思说他只能在接受那些浅显的一些属灵的东西。
So what does this mean? It means that this infant can only accept very shallow and superficial spiritual truths.
所以很多基督徒呢很喜欢听故事听笑话啊。
So a lot of Christians will like to enjoy listening to stories and some jokes.
讲一点生活上的一些事情哎我们觉得听起来觉得很实在。
And you speak of some matters, some practical matters of life, and we feel good.
这个不是错。
And this is not wrong.
我们每一个人都有这样一个过程。
We all have this journey that we go through.
那么我们知道在婴孩的时期呢是需要爱护的。
As an infant, we need to give the infant love.
也需要宽容他的。Tolerance.
And we have to have
forbearance.
We have to have forbearance for
this infant. 因为这个是个孩子嘛。
Because it's an infant.
我们看小孩在那哭啊闹的时候这个爸爸妈妈总是笑脸的这个抱着他。
So even when this infant is crying and screaming, the parents are still smiling and caring for her.
即使他弄得很脏很大便啊什么的这个父母还是很乐意。
Even though the baby makes a big mess and poos all over the place, the parents are still very happy and caring for it.
因为他是个 baby.
Because it's a baby.
所以需要爱护。
It needs love.
需要宽容。
It needs forbearance.
弟兄姊妹们，这告诉我们，今天的教会里是有的，很多时候弟兄姊妹们像婴孩一样，你不要定罪他。
So it's true, many Christians today are like infants, and we cannot judge them.
那么这是一个过程。
And this is just the beginning of the journey.
当然，我们不能永远停留在这么一个光景。
However, we cannot remain as an infant.
今天呢，基督教在地上最大的难处就是太多的婴孩。
And the problem with Christianity today is that there are too many infants.
这个当然了，我们的神是很爱护婴孩的。
Of course, our Lord loves infants.
但是神也希望我们能够长大成人。
But the Lord also wants us to grow to be an adult.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要在属灵的生命上追求一个成长。
So in our spiritual life, we need to have maturity.
等到他变成成人的时候呢？
And when we become an adult,
他就可以吃干粮。
Can eat solid foods.
那么他开始可以领受比较深入的一些属灵的东西。
And you can accept some deeper spiritual meanings.
他也可以明白神的旨意。
And you can understand the will of God.
所以在保罗的书信里面给我们看见生命的这个成长有两个不同的时期。
So in Paul's writings, he depicts two stages in life.
那么约翰呢，在他的书信里面呢，也讲到这个生命成长的过程。
And John also speaks of the process of growing.
他把它分成三个不同的阶段。
He speaks of three stages.
啊，那么开头呢叫小孩子。
The first stage is children.
啊，他说这个小孩子的这个特征是什么呢？
And what are the characteristics of this child?
就他们认识父亲。
That these children would recognize the father.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，这告诉我们一件事情啊。
So this tells us of one thing.
你还不认识神是你的父亲的话呢，你就是还是个种子了，你都还没生长。
If you haven't recognized the Lord as your father, then you're still actually just a seed that has not germinated.
当我们的生命开始有一点点成长的时候，我们就知道，哦，原来神是我的父亲啊。
But as our life begins to grow, we begin to realize that the Lord is our father.
所以我们就会呼喊阿巴父。
And therefore we can call upon him as Abba Father.
但是约翰告诉我们说，这只不过是小孩子的现象。
But John tells us that this is only the characteristics of a child.
那么第二个阶段呢？
The second stage.
那么他告诉我们是少年人。
It's the middle age, young men.
那么这个少年人有什么特征呢？
And what are the characteristics of these young men?
少年人是刚强，胜过世界。
They are strong and they have surpassed the world.
哦，所以现在你看有些基督徒啊，他们这个开始不爱世界。
So you see that many Christians will no longer love the world.
他们跟世界的这个之间呢，他有一个征战。
So they have this battle between themselves and the world.
他们觉得，基督徒不要爱世界。
They feel that Christians should not love the world.
啊，你知道。今天在基督徒中也有很多这样的基督徒。
And in Christianity, there are many Christians like this.
我们觉得这样是好基督徒了，对不对？
We feel like this is the definition of being a good.
但是约翰告诉我们，这只是少年人。
But John tells us that this is only the characteristics as a young man.
还有第三个阶段。
And there's still a third stage.
就是父老。
It's fathers.
啊，这个父老的特征是什么呢？
And what are the characteristics of a father?
他能够明白起初缘由的。
And you can understand the eternal
the
origin of
things.
Things.
就是他能够明白神原初的心意。
So he can understand the origin of the heart of the Lord.
就是他现在读圣经的时候，他能够从圣经里面领会到父亲还有一个荣耀的心意。
So when this father reads the Bible, he understands that our God has an eternal will.
所以你会看见圣经很明显地告诉我们，神所赐给我们的生命在我们里面是需要成长的。
So you can see clearly from the Bible, it tells us that life inside of us needs to grow.
并且这个成长的过程的表现也不一样。
And the process that of this growth is different.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
每一个蒙恩得救的人
every saved brother and sister,
我们都应当在主面前追求生命的成长
we need to emphasize the growth of his life in us.
其实这个在神跟前是最重要的
and this is the most important thing that the Lord looks at in us.
当然我们蒙恩年日久了我们的属灵知识会多这是好的
and maybe as you've believed in the Lord for a while the knowledge that you have in the Lord has increased
但这个还不够的
and this is good but it's not enough.
那么慢慢开始我们有很多属灵的经历
And maybe you gain some more experiences.
啊，你有很多属灵的恩赐
You have a lot of
gifts.
Spiritual gifts.
啊，这些也都是好的
And these are all good things.
但是这个也不够
But that's not enough.
你现在有了很多工作的经验
And you have a lot of experience through works.
这个也是好的
And these are all good.
但这个也不够
But still, that's not enough.
神在我们身上最要看的是我们生命的成长
The Lord looks only at the growth of our life.
只有生命的长大能够叫神的心欢喜。
Only the growth of our life will be pleasing to the Lord.
就像我们孩子一样，看见他长大的心里很高兴。
Just like a child, you watch it grow up and it brings you joy.
啊，那么我们最近一个礼拜没有看见孙子了。
There was about one week where I didn't see my grandson.
所以昨天这个婆婆啊，我的姊妹就说，哦，他一定长大了。
So my wife was saying, oh, he must have grown a lot more.
我们赶快去看他，他已经长大。
So they rushed over to see him.
你看，我们一看见他，哦，比原来长了，长，其实长了一点点。
And they rushed over and saw him, and he did grow a little bit.
哇, 我们就很开心,
so we were filled with joy.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers
同样的,
and sisters,
能叫父的心欢喜的是你生命的成长。
In the same way, in order to please the Father's heart, is our own growth in life.
其他这些东西呢, 你可以追求, 但是呢, 你要注意生命的成长。
All of these other things you can have, but we need to emphasize and focus on the growth of our life.
那么保罗在罗马书第六章告诉我们,
and Paul tells us in Romans chapter 6,
这个生命的成长的要美好。
That this growth needs, we need to grow well.
在这个过程中间, 你必须要认识什么是十字架的死。
And through this process of growing, we have to recognize what death is.
实在来讲,
and practically speaking,
一个基督徒啊, 懂得怎样死, 就自然会活。
If a Christian understands know how to die, you will automatically know how to live.
你知道我们常常 不懂得这个顺序啊,
and sometimes we don't understand the sequence of this.
我们一得救之, 我们就想要活, 把它活得好, 越活越糟糕啊。
As soon as we're saved, we want to live. And the more we live, the more trouble we get into.
哎, 我们这样活, 那样活, 挣扎得很厉害。
We try to live in this way and that way, and we struggle with living.
这是因为我们不懂得生命成长的一个秘诀。
And this means that we don't understand the secret of growing.
其实你要知道怎么能活得好, 你先懂得怎么样死啊。
First, if you want to live, you have to understand how to die.
哎, 你越死得好, 你越活得好。
And if you die really well, then you'll know how to live really well.
哎, 这是基督徒的秘诀。
And this is the secret of the life of a Christian.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们要知道, 今天主的生命在我们身上需要有一个美好的成长。
We have to understand that today in our Christian life, we have to grow well in life.
罗马书第六章第一节到十一节的话非常的重要。
Romans 6 verses 1 through 11 is extremely important.
因为我们都清楚一件事情。
We're very clear on one thing.
在我们得救之前, 我们就有一个生命, 被称作是旧生命。
Before we were saved, we had this life, and this life was referred to as the old life.
这个旧生命是我们新生命成长最大的障碍。
And this old life opposes this new life that we have.
我们可以说这个旧生命是非常的狂野的。
And we can say that this old life is a wild life.
啊, 像野马一样,
it's like a wild horse.
所以在旧约圣经里面讲, 有的马需要用强的辔头把它勒住了。
So in the Old Testament times, it even speaks of a wild horse, you have to put a bit in its mouth to control it.
我想弟兄姊妹们每个人都有这样的经历。
So brothers and sisters, I feel like everyone has this experience.
当你旧有的生命的欲望在里面奔腾的时候,
when the desires of that old life begin to flare up inside
哇,
of you,
有时候乐都乐不住啊。
Sometimes you can't contain
it. 还要什么就什么了, 就往那里去了,
if you want it, you're going to do it.
啊, 我们常常想要控制自己, 想约束自己, 你约束不了。
A lot of times we try to control ourselves and contain ourselves, and we cannot.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
圣经的方法是什么呢?
The way that the Bible tells us,
圣经的方法是要叫这个旧人和主同钉十字架。
The Bible tells us that the old life needs to be put to death with Christ.
啊, 所以这个死是一个很大的秘诀。
So this death is a secret.
啊, 很多人不太明白这个。
A lot of people don't understand this.
嗯, 保罗告诉我们说呢, 在我们今天这个瓦器里面有宝贝。
Oh, Paul tells us that in this earthen vessel, there's a treasure.
我今天早晨起来忽然有一个想到一个故事，我一直在准备今天这个鱿鱼要不要讲了。
This morning I woke up and this story came into my mind and I was debating whether or not to say it.
因为这一段话里面很多重要的，我不希望呢，因为讲了个故事，大家都注意故事去了。
And there's so many important things in these 11 verses that if I tell the story, I don't want your attention to be drawn to that story.
不过今天我看好像主还是要我讲，我忍不住，我还是要讲。
But I feel like the Lord still wants me to say it, so
弟兄姊妹都喜欢听故事的。
Everyone likes to hear stories.
这是讲，你知道，我们中国哈。 在过去的这个 palace 那个故宫里面有一个很大的宝贝。
In China, in the palace, there's a treasure.
啊，那是什么呢？ 就是一个翡翠的一个西瓜。
And what is that? It's a watermelon in the shape of a jade.
No, 不是 shape, 是 made.
Oh, it's made of jade.
啊，是用个翡翠做的一个西瓜。
It's a watermelon made of jade.
就像真的西瓜一样。
It looks just like a real watermelon.
你知道这个东西从哪里来的吗？
You know where this came from?
它有一个传说啊。
There's a myth.
它就说在这个清朝的时候，清 dynasty。
In the Qing Dynasty.
啊，那么有一个做珠宝生意的人。
There was a jade jeweler. Jeweler.
嗯，那么呢？他呢有一次呢想打发他的这个仆人呢到远方去采购这些珠宝。
He sent one of his employees to go out into the land to find special or precious stones.
所以就给他很多钱。
So he gave him a lot of money.
所以这个人就带着这个钱就出去了。
So this man took the money and left.
结果呢在中途住旅馆的时候呢碰见了那个人家召他去赌钱。
But along his way in a hotel, there was someone who asked this man to come gamble with him.
啊，他就忍不住就去赌钱，结果糟糕，把所有的钱都输光了。
So he couldn't resist and went to go gamble and lost all the money.
等他输光了，他就很紧张了。
And after he lost all the money, he was very scared.
他说这下子回去给老板不好交代。
And he's like, oh no, now if I go back to my boss, I'm going to be in trouble.
啊，第二天早晨起来的时候，他就上厕所。
And the next morning, he got up to use the restroom.
结果发现厕所旁边有个很大的石头。
He found that next to the toilet, there was this big chunk of stone.
他就想呀，骗他的这个主人呢。
So he wanted to trick his boss.
所以就用个麻袋把那个大石头那扛回去了。
So he took this big stone and brought it back.
回到家里面去的时候，紧张的不得了。
And when he brought it back to his boss, he was very nervous.
所以他就把那个大石头放在那个桌子上。
So he took this big chunk of stone and put it on this table.
他就去睡觉去了。
And he went to sleep.
啊，闷着头睡。
And he covered his head and went to sleep.
他想这下一定要给他的主人呢、啊，这个骂得一塌糊涂。
He was thinking, oh man, I'm really going to get it from my boss.
那么结果第二天早上他醒来的时候啊。
What happened was the next morning when he awoke,
他就听见有人呢坐在那个桌子旁边。
He heard some people sitting around the table that he put the stone on.
听见有叮叮咚咚的声音。
He heard some chiseling noises.
因为这个老板呢，一看这个仆人回来了。
And the boss saw that this worker came back.
第二天早上一看呢，是个什么东西一大块放在那个
桌子上。The next morning, he saw what is this big.Chunk of stone sitting on the table.
所以他一打开来看是个大石头。
So he opened it and saw that there was a big stone.
他说我给他这么多钱呢，就买这么个石头，这一定是个宝贝。
He said, I gave him so much money and he came back with this piece of stone. It must be worth a lot.
所以呢，他就拿榔头拿凿子就开始在上面来凿了。
So he took his chisel and his hammer and began to sculpt this stone.
哇，这个仆人躺在床上发抖。
And this worker was laying in bed shivering.
哎，等到过了一阵子啊。
And after a while,
他突然听见了他这个老板呢惊叹。
And all of a sudden, he heard his boss kind of sigh or scream.
嗯，所以呢， oh. 这个仆人呢躺在床上，不知道什么事情发生了。
So this worker didn't realize what happened, and he was laying.
一下子，他那个老板呢叫了更大声了。
And his boss hollered even louder.
他就看他那个，听到那个 boss 那个老板在那里，哟，不过就叫欢喜的不得了。
And he heard that his boss was jumping with joy.
哎呦，他想他这个老板那个发疯了。
And he thought, oh man, my boss has gone nuts.
结果后来他偷偷的去看了。
And so he secretly went to observe.
这个老板说你快出来，快出来。
The boss said, hurry up and come out here.
哇，你真是买了一个宝贝啊。
You truly brought back a precious stone.
原来呢，在那块石头里面呢。
And what they found was in that stone.
有一大块的玉在里面。
There's a big chunk of jade.
哇，这个老板呢，把那个外面的壳敲掉之后呢，后来就把它做成了一个翡翠西瓜。
And so when the boss kind of took out the outer shell, he made this piece of jade into the shape of a watermelon.
当然，这是一个传说啊。
And of course, this is a myth.
但是我觉得这个就像今天我们在主面前蒙恩得救的光景一样。
Although this is a myth, I feel like this is very similar to our experience in the Lord.
你知道我们这个旧有的生命在外面就像个臭石头。
Our old life outside looks like a piece of junk stone.
现在你得救之后，你里面已经有了一个宝贝在里面。
But once you've been saved, you have this precious stone within.
你怎么样能把这个宝贝显出来呢？
And how can you manifest this precious stone?
所以需要十字架的工作。
You have to have the work of the cross.
特别是十字架死的工作。
Especially the work of death on the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢我们的主。
We need to thank our Lord.
他不仅把一个极宝贵的生命赐给我们，
He not only placed a precious thing inside of us,
他也把这个生命如何从我们身上能够被释放出来的过程赐给我们。
He also gave us the way of expressing this precious life within us.
当然首先我们知道是主为我们钉死在十字架上。
We have to recognize first that it is the Lord who first was nailed to that cross for us.
因为我们不能死，我们一死就完了。
Because we can't die. If we die, it's over for us.
所以必须主来替我们死。
So the Lord needs to die in our place.
然后呢，我们从他的死里面呢，来取用那个死的功效。
And in his death, we use the effectiveness of his death.
然后才能经历我们的死。
And that we can make our, we can use his death as our death.
这是做基督徒的一个秘诀。
And this is a secret of a Christian.
这是属灵生命成长的一个秘诀。
This is a secret in spiritual growth.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
当主在地上33岁半的时候，
That our Lord who spent 33 and a half years in this world,
他被人钉死在十字架上。
He was nailed to the cross by man.
我们知道不仅是他在十字架上死了。
We know that it wasn't only him who died on that cross.
他把整个旧人也带到十字架上钉死。
But he nailed the old man.On that cross.
啊，那个是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of this?
就是呢，主耶稣死的时候，
Is that when Jesus died,
把旧有的生命的一切都做了一个彻底的解决。
He put a complete end to the old man.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知道我们都有老旧的生命。
We know that inside of each one of us, we have that old life.
有的人恨恶这个生命，有的人很欣赏这个生命。
Some people hate that old life, and some people admire that old life.
啊，我常常看见弟兄姊妹中间有的人，哎呀，觉得自己有败坏，但大部分都是爱自己的。
And sometimes I'll see brothers and sisters say, "Oh, you know, I hate how I am, the old life." But most people, we all love ourselves.
啊，那越看自己还越不错呢。
The more you look at yourself, the more you think I'm pretty good.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us,
不管是好的自己坏的自己通通要被钉死。
Whether you're good or you're bad, we all need to be put to death.
主耶稣经过了死的痛苦，
The Lord through the suffering of death,
却把死的那个美好的果效赐给了我们。
He brought forth the good fruits of life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers
and sisters, 我们必须明白基督死的意义。
We have to understand the meaning of his death.
然后我们借着他的死，
And we use his death.
我们可以摆脱旧有的天性所有一切的缠绕。
And we can put away all the entanglements of the old life.
一切所有的干扰。
All the difficulties.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道我们今天背着这个旧人在地上生活，有时候很麻烦的。
Sometimes you realize that when we carry the old man in this world, it brings a lot of problems.
啊，你看基督徒的生活就这样，你说这一阵子哦很好很释放，过一阵子又不释放啊。
We see the life of a Christian. At one moment you're very free and very happy, and all of a sudden you're not.
这一阵子很热心，然后过一阵子又冷淡。
Sometimes you become very hot and warm, and then all of a sudden you cool off again.
我们说不晓得是原因在哪里。
And we don't understand what the reason is.
我们想他大概需要鼓励。
And we feel like, oh, we need to encourage.
需要给他打气。
We have to pump some air into them.
对啊，我在拼命的 pump.
We have to.
We have to pump air 进。
We have to pump air into them.
结果呢，这个打气也没什么用。
But pumping air into this brother or sister doesn't do any work.
所以你看，有的时候弟兄们在讲台上着急了呀，哎，怎么大家都不释放了？释放一点，那么这个样那个那样。
So you see a lot of pastors panic when they're up on the podium. They want to try to release the congregation.
但是你要知道，有一个旧的生命在那里干扰这一切事物。
But we have to understand that there is an old life that is binding.
若不是经历十字架的死，
If it's not through the cross,
我们不可能得释放。
We cannot receive this freedom.
即使我们释放，那个也是假的。
And otherwise, even the freedom that we have, it will be fake.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
只有主的死,
only the death of the Lord is our life's greatest release of freedom. And it allows our life to grow very well.
那么在头一个世纪,
so in the first century,
使徒保罗是第一个明白这个道理的人,
Paul was the first one to understand this.
所以神借着他写下罗马书,
so the Lord allowed him to write the book of Romans.
罗马书第六章第一节到十一节, 实在是一个大的秘诀。
And Romans chapter 6 verse 1 through 11 is truly a secret.
每一个基督徒都应当把这一段圣经呢, 把它, 读得非常的熟悉。
And every believing Christian needs to read these verses very well.
因为我们生命成长的秘诀在里面。
Because the growth of our life, the secret of our growth is within these 11 verses. And we need to know how to use the secret.
我想我们没有时间详细地解释这一段。
And we don't have the time to explain this in detail.
那么呢, 我把其中的重点, 重要的点啊, 今天早晨交通给大家。
So I'll pull a couple of important points to share with everyone.
每一个弟兄姊妹都要牢牢地记住。
And every brother and sister needs to remember this.
因为这是主给你的秘诀。
Because this is the secret that the Lord has given you.
那么第一个点,
the first point
就在罗马书第六章第三节,
is in Romans 6 verse 3.
这里告诉我们说, 当我们受浸的时候呢, 我们是进入他的死。
It speaks that when we are baptized into Christ Jesus and His death. So we understand that the meaning of baptism is very important. So when we are submerged underneath the water, this is not some ritual, so don't get me wrong.
弟兄姊妹们, 你要明白, 当你受浸的时候, 你就进入基督的死。
We have to understand that when we are baptized, we enter into the death of Christ.
所以表面是水,
so on the surface, we look at it, it's just water.
其实是死,
but in reality, it is death.
啊, 那么第二个重要的点,
and the second point,
当我们这样受浸之后呢,
while after we are baptized like this,
第五节告诉我们,
verse 5 tells us,
我们就在他死的形状上与他联合。
We will be united with him in the likeness of his death.
啊, 这句话呢, 可能比较不太容易懂啊。
And this specific phrase might be a little bit difficult to understand. We'll explain it.
这个形状呢, 就是一个样子。
This likeness is, it's the, a likeness.
Yeah, okay. 那就说明呢, 这是一个实际。 不是光是一个外表,
this is a fact and not something that is just on the outside.
那么在罗马书第六章里面给我们看见这个形状这个字是一个单数字。
In Romans chapter 6 it speaks that this likeness is a singular word.
那么意思就是说呢, 神就用这么一个形状呢, 解决我们所有的样子。
So in this one likeness, it completely annihilates all other outward expressions.
你知道我们哈, 这个旧的生命在地上有各样不同的表现。
You know, in our old life, there are many expressions that we have.
比方说我们发脾气的时候,
for example, when we're upset,
每个人都不同的样子。
Everyone has a different look on their face.
对吧? 发脾气不是都一个样子的。
Everyone who gets upset, it's not all the same face.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
不管你发脾气什么样子,
whether it doesn't matter how you look when you get angry,
神用一个样子就解决你了。
The Lord uses one likeness to make that go away.
意思我们发脾气时我们表现得不一样, 但是到最后死的时候都是一个样子。
When we're angry, we display an image, but then when we're dead, we all have the same
likeness
or image.
Okay. 那么比方说骄傲,
for example, if you are proud,
这个骄傲也有个人都样子都不一样的。
Pride is displayed in many forms.
有的人骄傲是这个样子。
A lot of some people are proud and they do that pose. And some people who also put their heads down are also very proud. So it doesn't matter how you display whether you're proud. The Lord uses one likeness of His death to deal with that. And when we are jealous towards someone else.
啊, 你看, 各式各样的不同的这个嫉妒。
We see many forms of jealousy.
神就一个样子就把它解决了。
The Lord uses one likeness.
我们贪心了, 那个贪心也不一样,
greediness.
有的大贪小贪, 这个反正都是贪,
some people are very greedy, some are a little greedy, doesn't matter.
啊, 那神就一个样子把你解决了。
The Lord uses one image of His likeness.
啊, 我们有时候很狭窄, narrow.
Oh, some of us are very narrow.
啊, 那个狭窄的样子也不一样。
And then narrow manifestation is different.
弟兄姊妹,我想我不需要再多讲了吧。
So I probably don't need to speak of this anymore.
这样我们能领会了。
I think we understand.
感谢神。
I thank the Lord.
不管你是什么样子。
Doesn't matter how you are.
不管今天到这来是个什么样子。
Doesn't matter that today how you look.
神就用一个形状就把你通通解决了。
The Lord uses this one likeness of His death to deal with us.
所以保罗告诉我们, 当我们受尽的时候, 我们就跟主的这个死的形状。
So Paul tells us that when we are baptized, we are united with Him in the likeness of His death.
他这个联合这个字啊,
this word united,
它有很多不同的翻译,
there are different translations.
啊, 它原文的意思就是它一起生长,
and the original word means to grow with.
啊, 那么, 据说呢, 弟兄姊妹们, 告诉我们, 从蒙恩得救主, 我们跟着这个死的形状一起增长, 所以有各样, 程度不一样。
So when we are saved, we grow with this life that is in us, and there's different degrees.
啊, 那么有的呢, 把它翻成认同,
and there are some who
identify.
Who translate this as identify, being identified with.
好, 那么是主死了, 我们认同他的死。
And the Lord has died, and we identify ourselves in His death. So this is the second important point.
啊, 第三个重要的点, 在第七节,
the third important point is in verse 7.
就是我们脱离了罪,
it is being freed from sin.
啊, 这个 free from sin, 这个脱离了罪, 这个脱离这个字啊, 原文其实是用称义这个字, justify这个字。
The word freed from sin is the original translation is to be justified from sin.
那我简单的说吧,
so I'll speak simply.
就是说呢, 当这个死临到我们的时候,
when this death comes upon us,
我们离开这个罪是一种合法的自由,
when we leave this sin, it is a legal, we're legally free from this sin.
你知道在罗马书里面, 保罗用了很多法律的字眼。
Paul uses many, many legal words in his writings. So that speaks of today, our experiences need to be legally dealt with. Because the Lord is someone who keeps the law.
所以就好像今天呢, 在法院里面, 这个法官判定说现在你可以自由了, 这是一个代表国家法律的一个权柄, 对不对?
So today in the courtroom, when the judge excuses you and tells you you're free, you are legally free.
啊, 不管这个罪人感觉自己好像还有罪啊, 但是你自由了。
It doesn't matter if within you still feel like you have some guilt, but legally you're free.
啊, 我们基督徒常常有时在准备前面说, 啊, 我是个蒙恩的罪人, 我有罪, 我还是有罪, 但是你是个自由人。
Sometimes we come before the Lord and we still say, Lord, I'm a sinner, I need to be saved from my sins, but in reality, we have been freed.
Legally.
So in the book of Romans, there are a lot of secrets.
第八节就这样说啊,
in verse 8, it says,
他说我们与基督同死,
we have died with Christ.
就是他死算我死。
His death is my death.
弟兄姊妹们,
we have to have this spiritual enlightenment.
当主死的时候,
that when the Lord died, you also died.
啊, 我们基督徒不能光看见是他为我死,
We can't only see this as he died for me.
更重要是看见我在他里面也死。
More importantly, we have to see that I have died with him. Many times we sing psalms, we sing, thank you, Lord, for dying for me. This is good, but it's not enough. So next time we need to praise the Lord and say, thank you, Lord, when you died, I also died. This praise is a complete praise.
那么好,当有了这些之后,
now after having all of these,
到第11节,
we come to verse 11.
他就讲说呢, 我们当圣经中文说看自己是死的。
It says, even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin.
这个看,这个consider这个字原文是计算。
This word consider means to count, to reckon.
To count, yes. 就是计算,
or to count yourself or calculate yourself to be dead.
今天呢,我们得做了一个实行的秘诀。
And today we have gained the secret.
所以当一切事情发生的时候,
when things around us happen,
我们如何看自己是死的呢?
Do we see ourselves as dead?
你要开始来算。
And you have to start calculating.
不要像你受刺激, 你开始要发脾气了。
You were stimulated and you're starting to get upset.
你马上回来说, 不行,我不能发脾气, 我是个死人, 死人怎么能发脾气呢?
You think to yourself, well, I can't get upset. A dead person cannot become upset.
那么你道理上是知道了, 你还在那里想, 但是这个脾气在里面越来越爆炸, 对不对?
In doctrine, you understand that I cannot get upset, but inside, you're about to explode.
所以魔鬼常常在他面前说, 你哪里死, 你还活得很。
So the devil will sometimes come to us and say, oh, you're not dead, you're still alive.
所以呢, 我们就想灰心了, 我们说, 哎呀, 我们根本没死, 我们还是活的。
And so we realize that in reality we have not died.
We're
very much alive. So Paul tells us how we can enter into this reality. And you begin to calculate.
第一个,
the first one.
我受浸了没?
Have I died or have I been baptized?
弟兄姊妹,你受浸了没?
Brothers and sisters, have you been baptized?
受浸了,因为这是个事实。
You have been baptized, this is a fact.
说你知道为什么一个人蒙恩得救的时候必须要受浸呢?
So why is it that when you believe in the Lord, you must be baptized?
这个在你属灵生活上是很大的一个帮助,你知道吗?
This baptism is a great help in our walk.
那么圣经告诉我,我受浸了,我就怎么样,进入基督的死。
So what does the Bible tell us? When we've been baptized, we enter into the death of the Lord.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
你说,感谢主,我已经受了浸了。
Thank the Lord, I've already been baptized.
我已经进入你的死了。
I've entered into your death.
然后呢,第二个是,就讲到我与你死的形状联合了。
And the second one is, I have been united in, with you in the likeness of your death.
主啊,感谢你,你死的时候,我跟你一起死。
Lord, thank you that when you died, I also died with you.
So the sinful nature,
the sinful nature inside of us is no longer real to us.
主死了,
the Lord died and I died with him.
弟兄姊妹们,当我们遇见的困难的时候,你只要做这些就可以了。
When we encounter difficulties, this is all we need to do.
就像你今天你银行里面存了一大堆钱,
so for example, today if you have a lot of money in the bank,
你手上有一个存款簿, 对不对?
And you have a checkbook? Checkbook.
所以你走在路上的时候,你比如说,哎呀,我都没钱了,穷得要命了。
You walk around on the street and say, I have no money, I'm so poor.
不需要,你把那个存款簿看一看,哎呦,很有钱哦。
And you take a glance at your checkbook and you realize you have a lot of money.
算算看多少钱。
You calculate how much money you have.
所以你不需要根据你的感觉,你根据这个事实就好了。
You don't have to go by the feeling, you go by the fact that you have this money in the bank.
放心进个大餐馆去吃饭。
So you go into the restaurant and you have a really good, nice meal.
弟兄姊妹们,我想这是一个简单的道理。
This is a very simple message.
但是在我们的生活中,我们要学会来运用它。
But in our life, we need to learn how to use it.
你越明白真理,
The more you recognize the truth,
真理叫你得自由,
this truth will set you free.
你越懂得运用这个秘诀,
the more you understand how to use this secret,
弟兄姊妹, 败坏的事物就不容易缠绕你。
The old life and the fallen nature of man will no longer entangle you.
所以今天在我们基督徒属灵生命的成长的过程中
So today in our Christian life and in the growth of our Christian life
我们要懂得如何来运用基督死的这个美好的果效
We have to know how to use the effectiveness of his death
不过事实上来讲保罗也是告诉我们开头经历是不大舒服的
In reality it's not very comfortable and Paul even tells us this
在加拉太书五章十一节
In Galatians chapter 5,
保罗就讲到那个十字架讨厌的地方。
He mentions the annoyance of the cross.
那个他是也可以说是 offense 或者是 stumbling block.
The stumbling block of the cross.
这是绊脚石。
It is a, in verse 11 it says the stumbling block of the cross.
因为什么？这个十字架一来啊，我们天然的肉体就不方便。
Because when the work of the cross comes, it's inconvenient for our fleshly old nature. And you have to try to use your faith to use your own abilities to try to do this, and you cannot.
就好像一个人走路呀，老是有绊脚石，很容易就跌倒了，对吧？
For example, if you're trying to walk somewhere and there's always a stumbling block there, you're always going to fall.
因为神的意思跟我们的意思常常都是互相顶撞。
Because what the Lord wants us to do is often opposes what we want to do.
我们喜欢按照自己的意思。
We want to do our own thing.
但神的意思不行。
But the Lord doesn't want us.
所以我们就很不方便。
So it's inconvenient for us.
所以保罗说很讨厌。
So the Lord says that it is a stumbling block or it is an annoyance.
那我想更进一步的解释一下。
And enter, explaining it in another way.
因为十字架的经历最重要是要求我们死。
The only purpose of the cross is for us to die.
所以呢，我们也常常觉得不方便。
So we feel that it's inconvenient.
对吧？别人一刺激，我们想发脾气，不行，要死。
When someone provokes us, we want to explode with anger, but we can't. We have to die.
看人家有好东西，我们想嫉妒，不行，要死。
We see that someone has something really nice, we become jealous, and we say we can't. We have to die.
你在天天的生活中看见每样东西都让你死。这个麻烦了。
And in our daily living, everything that we see, we feel like we have to die to everything.
弟兄姊妹们，所以它开头的确是一个讨厌的东西。
So in the beginning, it truly is a stumbling block, and it's a difficulty in our path.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在你慢慢进入这个经历之后。
When you slowly enter into the reality of this.
哇，你才发觉十字架的死。是我们最舒服的一件事情。
We'll realize that the death of the cross is the most comfortable thing for us.
因为我们要晓得
，We have to understand.
我们天然的生命，这个旧的生命，是人生苦的根源。
The natural life or old man is the root of all pain.
你不要以为说呢，光这个世界叫我们受苦啊，是别人叫我们受苦。不，你自己里面那个生命才是真正苦的根源呢。
We can't blame it on the world and say the world and the people around us cause us pain. We have to look at ourselves. It's that old man inside of us that causes us pain.
有的时候你不仅自己苦，把别人也弄得很苦。
And sometimes we not only make it painful for ourselves, we make it painful for the people around us.
有时候我们一个人苦，全家都苦了。
Sometimes when one person in the family is upset, brings down the whole family.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们旧有的生命是一个苦的根源。
So we have to understand that the old life, the old man inside of us, is the root of all pain.
所以死就叫人得释放了。
So death sets us free.
你知道我常常有时候去参加一些丧事安息聚会。
So I've been to some funerals before.
从前呢，我年轻时候不大喜欢去。
And when I was younger, I didn't like going.
我觉得那个气氛不大好。
I didn't like the atmosphere.
但现在我年纪越大，我就越喜欢去。
Now that I'm older, I don't despise going to these as much.
请你们不要误会啊。
Please don't misunderstand me.
我不喜欢看人家死。
I'm not trying to say that I like to see people.
而是每次我看见那个弟兄姊妹躺在那里的时候啊。
But when I see brothers and sisters laying there.
哎呦，你知道我里面有个很大的羡慕啊。
I have a real envy inside of me.
感谢主，他在主里安息了。
Thank the Lord that They are now resting in the Lord.
人生一切的痛苦跟他都没关系了，你知道吗？
That all the pains of life no longer can touch this person.
人家骂你、嫉妒你，你没关系。
No one can provoke you or stimulate you.
对不对呢？
Isn't that true?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
今天我们还活着。
Today we are still alive.
如果我们懂得什么是十字架的死。
If we understand the death of the cross,
你就完全得释放，完全得安息。
We will completely be freed and completely have joy.
你知道这个宾路易师母啊？
Jesse Penn Lewis.
她是一个懂得十字架的人。
She is an individual who understands the cross.
她解释十字架的死。
She explains the death of on the cross.
她说呢，十字架的死有融化的果效。
The death on the cross has a melting effect.
啊，感谢主啊！
Thank the Lord.
他能有一种，他这个形容很好，一个融化的一个感觉。
She just explains it as a melting effect.
啊，比方说，有时候我们里面受到刺激的时候啊。
For example, sometimes we are provoked.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面就开始啊，整个血气都上来了。
Our blood pressure rises and.
啊，那我们就希望把它压下去。
And we try to control our temper.
世界上人有道德、有涵养的人就是忍住啊，忍啊。
The people of this world say, "Bite your tongue and just hold it in."
哎，但是忍呐，这个里面很难过。
But when you try to hold it in, it's very uncomfortable.
所以忍多了之后呢，就有心脏病。
And when you hold that in too often, you get a heart attack.
再一忍多了，那个肠胃也不舒服了。
And you hold it even longer and your GI tract doesn't feel good. We don't need to do that. The Christians have a secret. When we enter into the death of the Lord, something that was so strong and so firm inside of you all of a sudden melts away. Have you had this experience?
就好像一个人生重病重得不得了呢，忽然之间烧也退了，哇，这个整个人呢，舒服起来了。
It's almost like if you were ill with something with a high fever and all of a sudden that fever goes away.
我们基督徒，神要求我们对别人应该有同情。
And as a Christian, the Lord wants us to have compassion.
如果你自己里面不融化，你怎么同情别人呢？
If you yourself cannot melt away, how can you show compassion?
你很 narrow.
You're very narrow.
啊，你很嫉妒。
You're very jealous.
你想要是同情别人都很困难。
You try to encourage someone and you cannot.
主叫你溶解了。
The Lord melts us away, and then you can.
我们怎么能变得很宽广呢？
How can we be more broad.
对，我们怎么样能赦免别人呢？
How can we forgive someone?
我们怎么可能为别人来代祷呢？
How can we pray for someone?
弟兄姊妹们，你必须你的己里面的那个败坏的东西呢，被死所吞灭。
The secret is that within us, that thing that's holding us back has to die.
所以我们的姊妹用了这个融化的这个字，实在用得非常非常的生动啊。
So Sister Jesse Penn Lewis uses this phrase of melting.
真是太好了。
It's too good.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们需要天天经历这种融化的感觉。
And we have to daily enter into this melting effect.
啊，这个淫妇啊，去那个有那个肿瘤啊，那个医生有一个做法叫做溶瘤，把那你有癌症嘛，把那个溶掉就没了。
Our brother Mac had a tumor, and the doctor said that there's a treatment where they melt the tumor away.
对啊，今天主也是借他的死把我们连败坏的天性给融掉了。
Today, our Lord uses His death to melt away all the things, the fallen nature inside of us.
所以保罗认识了这一个死的重要。
So Paul recognized this.
所以在腓立比书第三章里面，他就在那里有一个迫切的追求。
And in Philippians chapter 3, he has this strong desire.
他就爱慕主的死。
He loves the death of the Lord.
他说使我认识基督。
That I may know him.
能够效法他的死。
And that I may be conformed to his death.
啊，就说呢，我们能磨成他死的形状。
That we can be molded into.
哦，你看，使徒保罗里面呢，有这么大的一个渴望。
You can see that Apostle Paul has this great desire.
那么为什么保罗会这样追求？
And why would Paul have this?
保罗认识了这个死是一个重要的秘诀。
Paul recognized this death as a secret.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你的罪的问题要得到解决，需要十字架的死。
The sin in your life needs to be dealt with by the cross.
你的生命要能成长，
the growth of your life
要成长的美好。
And in order for it to grow well,
你必须要明白这个死的秘诀。
You have to understand the secret of his death.
所以当我们能活在基督的这个死里面，
So when we can live in the death of our Lord,
在我们的生活中呢，才有很多的脱离，有很多的进入。
We can then put down a lot of the things in our life and advance forward.
我们不是有首诗歌这样唱的吗？
Don't we have a hymn like
脱离败坏。进入你丰富那这个啊
leave the corrupt things and enter into his fullness.
弟兄姊妹们，你怎么脱离，怎么进入呢？
How do you let go and how do you enter in?
你必须懂得死的这个秘诀。
You have to understand the secret of this death.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
今天如果我们懂得如何算计算我们已经与基督同钉，十字架已经死了。
So today, if we can calculate that we have already been, we have already died with Him,
我们就自然的，我们就能算我们怎样向神活着。
And naturally, we can calculate how we can live before Him.
所以这是做基督徒生活中你必须明白的秘诀。
And this is a very important secret that we have to understand.
所以从现在开始起啊。
So from now on,
你不要整天努力挣扎的要怎么活，把基督徒活得好，不需要。
Don't try to stir inside of you. How can I live out this life of Christ?
你现在每天要注意什么？怎么死啊？
What we have to pay attention to is how can we die?
我们天天注意怎么死。
And we have to pay attention on a daily basis how we can die.
你只要负责怎么死，神就叫你怎么活呢？
As long as we can die to ourselves, the Lord will allow us to live.
所以我在香港对青年弟兄姊妹也讲。
So in Hong Kong, I spoke to the young people.
因为他们发一个问题，他说我们怎么样生命才能生长得快呢？
They posed a question to me, how can I allow my life to grow?
我就跟他讲，你死得越快就长得越快。
And I told them, the faster you die, the faster you will grow.
我们以为说呢，我们需要这个能力，需要那个精力，需要那个恩赐，我们生命就成长。不，弟兄姊妹们，圣经不是这样教导的。
A lot of times we feel like we have to have this blessing, this gift, this experience in order for us to grow. And the Bible says, no, we don't need that.
乃是你明白了十字架上的死。
But we have to recognize the death on the cross.
你也会运用这个死在你的生活中。
And you can use this death in your life.
你的生命就快速的成长。
Then your life will rapidly grow.
我们只有这个生命这样成长，我们才能为主做美好的见证。
Only when we have this growth in our life can we testify for the Lord.
所以保罗说呢，耶稣的死在我身上已经成了一个印记。
So Paul says that the death of the Lord on that cross is like an image,
一个 seal,
as a seal on me.
所以我们每个基督徒身上都应该有这个印记。
So every Christian needs to have this seal.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主把生命成长的路很清楚的启示给我们。
The Lord gave us the pathway of this growth in His life.
愿我们手中都能握有真理的秘诀。
And may we hold on to the secret of this truth.
好叫我们每个弟兄姊妹在主面前都能够生长的美好。
That every brother and sister can grow very well.
能从婴孩慢慢变成成人。
From an infant to an adult.
这样你就能更多享受在基督里的丰富。
Then you can truly enjoy the abundance in the Lord.
你也能叫父神的心得到满足。
And you can bring joy to the heart of the Father.
我们诗歌里面有一首很好的诗歌，我们一起来唱一下。
In our hymnary, there's a very wonderful hymn that we can sing together.
就是诗歌第408首。
Hymn number
408. 408首。
Hymn 408.
时时刻刻
moment by moment
这个标题很好，这个题目很好。
The topic or the title is very good.
就是说这个不是什么一时一刻，那是时时刻刻。
That it's not just a once in a while or one moment thing, but it's moment by moment.
天天不论在哪里，不论在什么地方，在什么时间里面，
Every day, no matter where you're at, no matter what situation you're in,
我们都要
We need to live in this sort of enlightenment.
在第一节的头一句话很好，他说与基督同死，他死算我死。
The first verse is very good. It says, dying with Jesus and by death reckoned mine.
我们希望主也使我们有这样的认识。
And I hope that the Lord can allow us to recognize this as well.
好，我们请大家起立一同来唱，好吧？
Can we all stand and sing this?
我们唱完之后呢，弟兄姊妹们，大家都有点祷告。
And after we're done singing this, why don't we all open up and pray?
我们求主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
让我们这些已经受浸归入基督的人。
That those of us who have already been baptized into the Lord,
那真正的明白归入他死的意义。
That we can truly understand His death.
也能够活在他死的这个秘诀里。
And to live in His death.
我们请给我们弹一句好了。
来，与基督同死，他是算我死；与基督同死，我有他生命。与基督同生，我遭过自身，我时时刻刻。 时时刻刻蒙他爱保守，我时时刻刻中他的生命，我时时刻刻在他前头，我时时刻刻归于他。 时时刻刻蒙他爱保守，我时时刻刻重他的生命，我。 刻，在他进的后，我时时刻刻归于他的名。
请我们大家同声有点祷告。
Let's all pray in one accord.
主，感谢你。主，早晨我们一同把感谢赞美来归给你。
Lord, this morning together we offer you our praise and thanks.
因为你不仅拯救了我们。
That you not only saved us.
你也把救恩中所得的福分启示给了我们。
You've given us the fullness of your salvation.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
当你死的时候。
And when you died.
你使我们在你里面与你一同死了。
You allowed us to partake in your death.
今天这个死成了我们生活中的秘诀。
And today your death is the secret of our life.
帮助我们能脱离一切败坏的天性。
That helps us to deal with all the corruptness in our life.
主啊，让我们生命能够成长。
That may our life grow in you.
我们可以活在神的跟前。
And we can live before you.
我们可以在地上为主做生命的见证。
That on this earth we can be testimonies for you.
感谢你这个话是赐给所有蒙恩的圣徒。
Thank you that these words are for all believers.
愿圣灵真理的灵继续的教导我们。
May the Spirit continue to teach us.
让我们在生活中真真实实的知道如何来运用这些原则。
That in our life we can truly know how to use these truths.
主啊，让我们越运用，里面越得释放。
That the more we use these truths, the more free we are.
让我们越运用，里面就越享受生命的福分。
And we can more enjoy the fullness of this life.
主啊，我们真是愿意我们天然的生命完全的被钉死。
Lord, we indeed hope that our old life will be completely nailed to the cross.
好叫你生命的美德显在我们的身上。
So that the beauty of your life can be manifested in us.
我们真是为着这个满心的感谢你。
For this, we are truly thankful.
谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在。
Thank you for being with us this morning.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.